And when I started out down this road, I actually didn't know how bad it is, how deeply our world has been infiltrated, how these guys have insinuated themselves into everything. I did not know how the news we get has almost entirely been vetted. And I'm serious. I'm not saying that they make up, I mean, they obviously they make up events as well, but I'm saying that even those events that happen not of their making, they spin them. They make sure everything that appears is of use to their ambition. That's the principle of utility. That's controlling the thoughts that enter our heads. They are dead serious. Of course, we're the ones who always are the ones who get dead as a result of their serious. But we have to start having our own thoughts. We have to start meeting with each other and keeping our eyes on our prize. First, we have to start fleshing out that prize. And we need folks to pool our gifts, share our contributions, whatever we can do. We need to start doing it. Continuing with this explanation of liberalism. Quote, to be sure, the center is merely an abstraction and a rhetorical device. One can, this is again, control the definitions, Bentham. One can always locate oneself in central position simply by defining the extremes as one wishes. Liberals are those who decided to do this as their basic political strategy, i.e., they decided it was time to employ a lordly lie. They ain't liberal about nothing, except their ability to lie. They're liberal with themselves, I guess we should say. They want no constraints on their behavior. They want to be able to do whatever they want, stomp all over wherever, and not have to own none of it. All behind scenes and in secret. Continuing, faced with the normality of change, liberals would claim a position between the conservatives, that is, the right, who wanted to slow down the pace of normal change as much as possible, and the Democrats, or radicals, or socialists, or revolutionaries, that is, the left, who wanted to speed it up as much as possible. And my comment, how is the ideology that we the people must have reason imposed on us, and that reality must be so constructed as to force us to progress, anything but totalitarian? Let's just accept that we live in a totalitarian order constructed for us by the power-mad few, and that we are in serious doo-doo, and we need to start planning our alternative. We need to start discussing what we want instead of pretending that this mess has any validity at all. It ain't our construction. We need to make what works for us. We're 7 billion. Come on. We were waiting on the internet. We were waiting on instantaneous communication. We got it. Now let's start planning a world that's honest. Continuing. In short, liberals were those, according to their self-definition, who wanted to control the pace of change so that it occurred. This is that that watchwork. What's that, the metaphor? The economy was like a watch. Well, this is that same metaphor, that they are carefully modulating, very scientifically, the pace of change. Why? They're just that good. And they hoarded all the resources of the planet, and they slaughter whatever gets in their way. And then they claim that it is some natural law that made it that way. So it occurred in their theory, in their propaganda, at change would happen at an optimal speed. But could one really know? Asks Wallerstein, what is the optimal speed? Yes, said the liberals, and their meta strategy was precisely geared to achieving this end. And And it's that phrase, it's phraseology like that that has me puzzled, you know? Come on, Emmanuel. Okay, so this was 2011, this book, 4 years on. Would you phrase it like that? Would you say that, I mean, because it, oh, okay, maybe I should not get into this, that particular can, but to say that their meta strategy was precisely geared to achieve this end, as opposed to, you know, posing that as propaganda straight up, is one of the things that gets me puzzled. What I want to know is what happened to the language, world bourgeoisie, world elite, world right, managers of the status quo, of anti-systemic movements. True, he uses world right in his chapter of Does Capitalism Have a Future, which I believe was 2 years later, or three, 2014, which I found more straightforward, to say the least, and states their totalitarian, these power guys, states their totalitarian ambition baldly. But maybe we'll find out in the course of our reading.